For NPR Music, this is Alt Latino. I'm Jasmine Garst.
And I'm Felix Contreras.
Felix, we've got company today. A woman with one of the baddest lyrical flows I have ever heard. In fact, she's known as La Mala, or the bad one. Born Maria Rodriguez, Mala is one of the hottest rappers from Spain today and the only woman to ever have won the Best Urban Song category in the Latin Grammys.
Mala joins us today from our New York studios to talk about her life, her art, and the music that moves her.
And I want to tell listeners that we're really excited because today is the first time we're offering our show in Spanish as well as in English. You can check that out on our website, npr.org/altlatino. Mala, hola, bienvenidos al show.
Hola, buenas. Estoy muy contenta de poder estar aquí compartiendo estos minutos con vosotros.
Hi, good morning. I'm very excited to be here sharing this experience with you guys.
Mala, for starters, how did you become La Mala? How did you choose that name?
Bueno, fue parte de decisión de mi familia, porque había una tita mía que se llama Rosario y me decía Mala.
Well, it was my family's decision because I had this aunt, Rosario, and she called me Mala for a long time. So finally I was like, all right, I think I can use this to my advantage. I found out in the word's negative connotations a kind of power. I also want to make people doubt everything because I think we have to doubt everything. We have to think about things and reflect. One day, I took a bottle of spray paint and I filled the city of Sevilla with my name, and the next day, everyone was like, who is La Mala?
You were born in Jerez de la Frontera, no?
Sí, yo soy y mi familia es de Cádiz.
Yes, my family is from Cádiz, and I grew up in Sevilla. They're pretty close. I come from an Andalusian culture, you could say.
So what was the music you heard while you were growing up?
He escuchado flamenco.
I listened to flamenco and lots of artists like Lola y Manuel.
Si has mentido alguna vez. Dime si cuando lo hiciste sentiste vergüenza de ser embustero. Dime, dime, dime. Si has odiado alguna vez a quien hiciste creer un cariño de verdad. Sientes tu corazón como en sí mismo el dolor de tu hermano. Dime, dime, dime.
De pequeña solíamos ir a peñas flamencas que había los pueblos, en la village, ¿no?
As a kid, I used to go to peñas flamencas, flamenco gatherings and clubs that we had in my town. In little places in Cádiz, in the summertime, these musicians would have parties and people would dance. Some would play the guitar and others would sing. That's all part of flamenco culture, which is very important in Andalusia. But I've always felt very attracted to Latin jazz. In my house growing up, we always listened to a lot of jazz and also Pink Floyd. That's what we listened to at home. But of course, what I fell in love with was hip hop. When I started to listen to that music, I said, yeah, I want to know everything about this. I couldn't do anything else. It conquered my heart.
Is there anything similar between flamenco and rap? Is there like a common thread?
A mí me parece que si hay algo que tenga que ver en el hip hop y en todo lo que es la música que nace del alma.
I think there's something in common with hip-hop and all of the music that is born from the soul. It's like a necessity that comes from pain and from a very deep place in your soul. And in that sense, yes, I do think that all of this music is connected, like soul and flamenco are connected. I think it all comes from the same place. It's a cry of what's inside you. It's an expression that is born from a very pure place.
The jazz pianist Chano Dominguez from Spain also said the same thing, that there is a connection, the corazón, mm-hmm. from the heart, between the two musics. There's also a vocal tradition in the two styles.
Mm-hmm.
I read that you gave your first performance at age 17. Were there rap artists in Spain that made you want to get into rap music? And who were they? And how did your family react?
Wow. No, nunca me planteé, voy a ser no sé qué. Yo...
I never said to myself, I'm going to be this. I've always just loved art and dancing and writing since I was little. And when I started to rap and show my verses on the street, I was completely sure that this was sitting well with me. So I've never stopped doing that. When I turned 17, that concert happened because we were all together and we decided to have a concert. And so that was the first time I got up on a stage. But way before that, I'd had parties on the roof of my house with people where I had sung and danced and acted the fool as much as a girl possibly can. But that day, it was really fun because I adored Diggable Planets, okay? And this woman, Ladybug, I loved her style and I think she sings so beautifully. I love her serenity. She transmits this peace. She has such a great style. So all of a sudden, well, I had prepared some material and then I got up on stage. It's like a truck driver took over my body. I started to rap with a fury, a rage that I had inside of me, and I said, okay, goodbye, Ladybug. Hello, Maria.
And you made your solo debut with this song, A Hierro.
Mira lo que hago, cómo lo hago, cómo te saco, cómo te cato, cómo me gano el saldo, cómo me salvo, cómo lleno mi saco, te pongo a cardo, sin calco, sin trato, a hierro. No me digas, quieres y no puedes, mucho lili, muy poco lerele, que se te consumen las velas, a la vez de viruela, y vieja que no prende, que ardan candela. Aprende a mover tu manivela, que lo malo se sabe, sí, pero nada bueno se pega. ¿A qué esperas? ¿Qué más? ¿Qué te quema? Y mientras arde tu culo, yo compongo temas. Que la India tiene tela, te tienen vela, tiene carrera, como platillos y trompetas. A que te zumbes como los cacharros de la feria. A mí no hay mandanga de ponerme una pega, porque pase lo que pase, tengo un cadi y mi caterva. Y estoy rodeada de perros y perras. Y por hoy, por maestra, mi nombre le dan escuela. Y estoy en el paro con tu culo. Currículum de mierda. Mira lo que hago, cómo te saco, cómo te cato, cómo me gano el saldo, cómo me salgo, cómo lleno mi saco, te pongo a caldo, sin calco, sin trato, a hierro. Mira lo que hago, cómo te saco, cómo te cato, cómo me gano el saldo, cómo me salgo, cómo lleno mi saco, te pongo a caldo, sin calco, sin trato, a hierro. Pares unones, gano siempre aunque te irrite, centro y marco goles, y no hay arbitruchos que me piten, pilla deleites, que la banda grite, si tú
I definitely see what you're talking about, that you're super soft and relaxed, but you also have that kind of truck driver that is yelling things at girls on the street. How do you balance those out?
Bueno, es parte del carácter de una persona. Todos tenemos días buenos, días malos, días en los que te encuentras.
Well, it's part of human nature. We all have good days, bad days, days when we feel calm and others when we feel like we're going to explode. I think the best thing is to be able to handle all of those emotions and build something positive out of them. For me, that's easy because I'm an artist. I love making art with all these parts of me, and I love to use everything that's inside of me, inside of my soul, inside of my body, to use all my capabilities, to use them to serve my art. And I think that this rage must never be lost. And also, all this makes us more textured. At least that's how I see it.
And how did Spanish audiences receive you? What did they think about you, especially the men?
Cuando de las primeras veces yo no quería salir nunca en fotos. Con el primer disco no hice.
When I first started out, I didn't want to have my picture taken. With the first record, I didn't do any TV interviews. I didn't want to go there. I was very wary about everything that comes along with working in the music industry. And for a long time, I've stayed really calm and cautious with all of this, and I've moved little by little. And now I see that I made the right choice, right? But the first time people started seeing me, they would say, oh, I thought you had a mustache, and I thought you were really overweight, and this and that. And people were like, this is the chick who raps? You are La Mala? Oh, wow. Okay.
You debuted with the fantastic album Lujo Ibérico. One of my favorite of all of your songs is Con los ojos de engañar. With lying eyes. So let's go ahead and listen to that.
Mírame con los ojos de matar. con la boca, déjala. Si ahí me lo llevo, estamos pitando. Y no se quita, pero pone el cuello. Ande, pisa la cadena dos, pero suelta el freno. Para el pecho, por lo bien que lo hemos hecho. Uno cielo, dos el infierno. La calle ancha y el camino estrecho. Y las palabras fuertes que se dicen con la mano en el pecho. Habla bien y de lo más hecho. Y cobríllame de goles en el techo.
Mala, can you tell our audience what this song is about?
Habla de que vengas de frente. Ven de frente.
This song talks about being upfront. Look at me with your truth. I mean, if your truth is that you want to cheat me, come at me with that. Make that clear. I don't know. There's nothing better than being who you are without tricks.
Rap, it's a very male-dominated genre, and the themes are also very, very macho. And I want to ask, who is your audience?
Es muy difícil para mí encasillarme y plantearme un determinado...
It's really hard for me to pigeonhole myself or identify a specific audience. Because I'm from the world and I don't want to dedicate myself to one specific sector of society or to one gender or one age. I speak to the world, and I think that the majority of people who listen to La Mala are people with an open mind, with a strong sensibility, a lot of awareness and feeling. And really, they're not people who like to be put into boxes. Like, for example, I listen to hip-hop, or I'm a person who only listens to reggaeton, or I listen to jazz and that's it. No, I like to listen to Kurt Elling. I like to listen to Chano Dominguez. I like to listen to Lola Emanuel. I like to listen to Beyonce. I like to listen to Jay-Z. I like to listen to MF Doom and Nas. I like to listen to bachata. I like to listen to Bebe Gilberto. I like to listen to music.
Qué bueno. That's cool.
Were there any Spanish artists that were your role models?
Mira, tengo un problema con eso. Y lo venía hablando con una persona ahora, y es que...
Listen, I have a problem with that. I was just talking to someone about that. I make a kind of music that's really very uncommon in Spain. I make poetry. I've always liked to write. And, well, rap, for me, is that. It's rhythm and poetry. It keeps you in touch with your people, and you're communicating with people. That's why it's so necessary that there be women and men in rap, so that we can understand each other. I listen to you, and you listen to me, and we're in an open communication. But really... There aren't women where I've been able to say, there, I have a positive role model. There aren't many positive role models, at least not when I was a girl, and if it doesn't exist, I'll make it up. I consider myself a pioneer, and I'm going my own way. I'm not walking the path others have walked. I'm walking my own path, and I'm finding my own audience, and all of this is new. It fascinates me that this has never happened before. Positive female role models in music, there aren't many I can think of. They've always been like very plastic women or very dominated by male sexuality, by this patriarchy that smells rancid. There aren't many women, and there are more than before, and more I'm hearing feminist messages in songs by women. But it isn't something that's been happening for a very long time. It's something that's happening now.
I was wondering if you've ever heard of this artist, Martirio. You sound a lot like her.
Por supuesto que conozco a esa fiera.
Yes, of course I know her, that fierce woman. She's a very special woman. She's a unique artist. I love her.
Si tú supieras. Sufrimiento. Si te contara la inmensa amargura que llevo tan dentro, la triste historia que noche tras noche de dolor y pena llena mi alma, surge en mi memoria como una condena. Y si lo supieras, te importaría si te dijera que en mí ya no queda ni luz ni alegría, que tu recuerdo es el daño más fuerte que me ha. hago yo misma por vivir soñando con que tú regreses.
One of my absolute favorite of your collaborations is the one you did with Puerto Rican rap duo Calle 13. It's called Mala Suerte.
Puedo nutrirme escuchando esto, ¿sabes? Tú me estás escuchando. Vamos a faltarnos el respeto.
Vamos a faltarnos el respeto.
Mira, yo quiero un hombre sin complejo, que tenga buenos reflejos, pa' ver cómo se hace viejo. Miro el horóscopo pa' ver qué me depara. Cuando me pongo perra, tú nada me para. Esta búsqueda de mi demonio me tiene con insomnio, como plaga.
Con picante como tica masala.
Yo soy más bien normalita, ok, una mijita rara. Llévame pa' la cueva de los pelos arrastrar. No me dejes ni hablar, si tengo la oportunidad de agarrarte como quiero la presión.
La presión
se te va a disparar. Lo de no probar bocado es la prueba de que nada, de que nana se puede comparar con amá. Ay, papá, estoy haciendo lo posible cada vez que me proyecto.
Yo no tengo edad.
Soy como la monja, amo a morir en el intento. Amo allá, si tú quieres nos ponemos contentos. Al ratito fuerte,
al ratito lento.
Me sabe mejor lo que no me da que lo que me da. Ay, papá, que lo que tú tienes pa' mí. Tengo que gritar, yo estoy en libertad. Vamos a ponernos a llorar.
Vamos a faltarnos el respeto usando el alfabeto completo.
Vamos a faltarnos el respeto usando el alfabeto completo.
Oye, flaca, este sudaca quiere tener sexo con caca. Kinky, peludo como Chewbacca. Quiere tener sexo puerco, sucio como de inodoro. Oríname en el pecho, te lo juro que yo te enamoro, mi tesoro.
Escúpeme en la boca
mientras me agarras las tetillas. Con solo verte las rodillas yo me lubrico.
Ay, que la tienes muy pequeña, chico.
Pero eso lo sabes tú nada más y ahora todo Puerto Rico. Cuando lo hundo hasta lo más profundo, me vengo rápido como
en 5 segundos.
Pero no te me pongas violenta, que este caballo representa y el primer polvo no cuenta. Por ahí va el burrito sabanero a marcarte pa' toda la vida como cicatriz de pandillero.
Mala, tell us what it was like to work with them. How did you guys collaborate? Who came up with the idea? Who came up with the song structure, etc.? How did that work out?
Eso fue a través de internet, porque ellos estaban por ahí. Yo estaba en Barcelona terminando mi disco, el Malamarismo también.
It was through the internet because they were moving around and I was in Barcelona finishing my record, Malamarismo. We'd already met but hadn't gotten the chance to meet in a studio, so he sent me a beat. And at that moment I wrote the verse, my verse, and I sang it to him on Skype and he was blown away. And then I went to Miami where he was in the studio and he finished the song. And later Renee had this idea for the hook to be "Let's disrespect each other." And I was like, "Wow, this guy's crazy. This guy's a troublemaker." So I was like, "Okay, what do you think about the idea of us insulting each other on the track?" So we started writing insults. Okay, how about if we write the insults in alphabetical order? So we started doing that.
And there's definitely a lot of improvisation. What I love about Calle 13 is that they're so self-deprecating. Like in this song, they're talking about how, you know, he's a premature ejaculator. And then you say to them, well, you have a very small penis. and they respond, well, thanks, nobody knew before you said that. But rap mostly isn't like that. It's mostly guys bragging about how awesome they are. And as we mentioned earlier, you're the only woman to ever have won an award for Best Urban Artist at the Latin Grammys for Best Urban Song. So how are you received by other rappers?
Bueno, empezando por lo que comentas sobre la falta de sentido del humor dentro del hip hop, ¿vale?
Well, what you said about the lack of a sense of humor in hip hop is totally true. I used to listen to a lot of Wu-Tang Clan, and ODB was my favorite because he seems super fun, even though his lyrics are somewhat pessimistic and there's a lot of depression in them. To me, rap is what you have inside. That's what shows. It can't be any other way. If you can do it any other way, it's like rapping someone else's verses. I can't understand rapping in any way that's not about showing what you have inside. And Renee is a guy with a great sense of humor, and he's very intelligent. And for me, that's something really basic, knowing how to make fun of yourself. How do you expect to live this life? You have to laugh, and you have to begin with yourself. Fear betrays you. I think it's very obvious when someone writes from a place of fear. And when someone doesn't write from that place, when they write rather from a place of love or understanding or peace, then they write other kinds of verses.
Tell us a little bit about the poetry on your new record, Dirty Ballerina. Do you have a song that you think we should hear right now?
A mí me gusta mucho la canción de Yo Marco El Minuto.
I really like Yo Marco El Minuto because I did it at a specific moment in my life, and that's how it happened.
Let's hear that song.
Como lo sabía yo, tengo lo que tú quieres. Como lo sabía yo, tengo lo que tú quieres. Sepa que lo tengo todo en regla. Sepa que las cuentas no me quiebran. Sepa que solo tengo un mapa. El olfato de una perra. Está claro, si freno es pa' pescar algo. No quiero riñonarme y encima está sin un pavo. Yo me he visto por los pies, en algo tenía que se acabó en el mundo. Me lo estoy currando, me lo estoy currando, me lo estoy currando, me lo estoy currando. Soy una mujer de recursos chulos, gasto suela, pasión, saliva, leche y truco. Yo marco el minuto, me hago tirar buzones con la bomba que me tira los mamelucos. Y disfruto, eso sí. Eso sí, tengo lo que tú quieres. Como lo sabía yo, tengo lo que tú quieres. Ni de quién eres me importa, ni qué bebe, ni de dónde viene.
Porque la hice en un momento muy concreto de mi vida y es como, eso ocurrió. Pero es que las canciones de Dirty Bailarina.
The songs from Dirty Bailarina are like a series of pictures I just took. For example, Yo No Mato El Tiempo explains very well where I'm at right now. And if I look back, I can say, cool, like, I haven't changed so much. I've continued to have the same drive and the same passion. But I have more experience. I have a lot more consciousness. And that's why I define this last album as the most conscious and mature that I've ever done. And the lyrics in a lot of the songs really reflect that. Also the song Prima. Prima is one of my favorites. It was also a collaboration with another rapper who's of Ghanaian ascent who lives in Madrid. Her name is Mefe, and I consider her one of the best rappers in the world. She's marvelous. She writes very lovely lyrics. They're very refined but heavy, and she's marvelous, just marvelous. I invite everyone to listen to this song, which is called Prima.
Llegan mis palabras, no seré la profeta con las tablas, solo alguien con algo que decir. Para los que odian, para los que temen, para los que no se atreven, existe un lugar. Mientras analizas a otros les niegan la visa. La vida se acaba como una sonrisa en un vagón de metro. Falto a la cita, criterio, replica. Déjame desnudarme, toda esta ropa me pica. Vamos a quedarnos mirando por la ventana. No quiero imaginar que todo sea así mañana. Déjame abrazar a mamá, a ver si soluciona mis problemas de existencialidad. De veces difícil entenderme, no hablo por el mismo idioma, pero entre cada punto y cada coma está mi alma. Y eso no necesita traducción, el mejor perfume es nuestra esencia.
Prima, no te sientas así. Donde quiera que vayas, sabes que te llevo aquí. Prima, no te preocupes, sí. Yo sé que tú me quieres y yo te quiero a ti.
Estar alejada de la familia es difícil. Pero tú y yo sabemos que no hay crisis cuando existe real conexión. De todo corazón le damos forma a la norma como opción. You feel it. Así como milímetros mueven kilómetros, kilómetros se transforman en centímetros. Sentimiento al plano musical transporto. Da igual donde te hayas, te siento, te noto. Cuando cae falsedad comienzo realidad. No hay oscuridad que se oculte tras verdad. No hay engaño, luz alumbra desvelando. Mi esencia es pura y mi energía solo va variando. Y aunque a veces dude, sé que voy de donde vengo y que haciendo camino pronto nos encontraremos. Ten fe. El tiempo es solo mera excusa que inventamos para crecer.
My Mala, we were recently hanging out with Marcelo de Dost, the Brazilian rapper, on this show. And one really interesting thing he talked to us about is about kind of the divide between Brazilian artists and the rest of Latin American artists and audiences. And that feeling, one really interesting thing he said to us is, I played Japan before I played Uruguay or Argentina. And I kind of wanted to ask you how you feel as an artist. How is it for artists from Spain? How are you received by Latin American audiences?
Es totalmente relevante. En América se ama la música, se vive la música todo el rato, y eso está presente.
It's totally relevant. In South America, they love music. They live music all day long. As for what Marcelo D2 says, I understand why he might have more success in Japan than in Uruguay, because I've been in Sao Paulo many times and I've done several concerts there. And it's true that the language barrier is tremendous, right? It's so big. Like, look, I go to America a lot, much more than I go to France, which is right next door, and they have a huge hip-hop scene in France. But I've only been once to Paris, to this huge hip-hop festival they have there. There's so much more here in America, thanks to our shared language. It's beautiful when artists can transmit their songs and we can all understand each other without speaking the same language, and often that happens. But understand each other, speaking the same language, it helps a lot. It's amazing for me personally to be able to come here and visit so many places and be able to connect with so many people. I've connected with so many women in Mexico, in Uruguay, in Chile, even in the U.S. within the Latin community.
And before we go, can you tell us what kind of projects you have working on in the future?
Ahora mismo estoy preparando un nuevo disco y se llama El Tren de la Bruja.
Right now, I'm preparing a new album. I'm just enjoying the creative process back home, writing and recording. I don't have a set release date yet. I'm simply relaxed and making music.
Let's listen to one last song off of your new record. What song do you want to hear?
Yo no mato el tiempo. Perfecto.
Curva peligrosa, tócame la cintura y cosa, disfruta, olor a jazmín, free, hierba recién cortada, calle nocturna mojada, nada por la portada. La cumbre es bella, el camino loco, hay que ver cómo se despeinan buscando el foco. Y luego qué, no pasa nada, la vergüenza porque tiene las manos manchadas. La salida, la llegada, quiero reconocerme en ti, sentirme en casa en medio de la nada. Balbucea sin miedo, tengo mucho que hacer, venga papi, vámonos a ver amanecer. Si cada día que nace es un día que estreno, no un día menos pa' morir. Ay, yo no mato el tiempo, lo adoro como condimento, estoy experimentando un nuevo tratamiento. Día que nace, día que estreno, no un día menos pa' morir. Ay, yo no mato el tiempo, oh, oh, oh. Día que nace, día que estreno, no un día menos pa' morir. Ay, yo no mato el tiempo.
Mala Rodriguez, thank you so much for being with us today. You're wonderful, and we can't wait to talk to you again. Whenever you're in the U.S., swing by our studios, okay?
Okay.
You can hear all of these songs that we played on the show today on our website, npr.org/altlatino.
And don't forget to follow us on Facebook and Twitter.
And as always, a very big thanks to our producers, Mike Katziff, Ann Hoffman, and Jessica Goldstein.
Special thanks to Franny Kelly for doing voiceovers. I'm Jasmine Garz.
And I'm Felix Contreras. This has been Alt Latino.
Primas a cambio de vicios convincentes. Quiero que vuelva muchacho. La realidad aplasta, pero no dejo de luchar.
Día que nace, día que estreno, no día menos pa' morir. Ay, yo no mato.